Welcome back, Wisconsin, or welcome if you're just joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Friday, everybody. And it wouldn't be Friday without some interesting legal wrangling going on in Wisconsin over our upcoming elections. Today, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has agreed to consider independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s case as he seeks to have his name removed from the state's presidential ballot. What do you all think? Should he be able to get his name removed or not? What should the rules be when somebody petitions, gets the signatures, files the paperwork, gets on the ballot, and then later they're like, oh, no, actually, just kidding. I don't want to do that anymore. Should RFK be allowed to remove his name from the ballot? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. The Supreme Court has set an expedited briefing schedule. As the clocks wind down for clerks to mail absentee ballots ahead of the November 5th election. So you may be thinking to yourself, like, Maggie, there's 45, 46 days until we hit the election. Plenty of time. There's not, actually. I will tell you my own experience in helping to advise Milwaukee County and its clerk's office, which is responsible for printing and mailing ballots for virtually all of the municipalities, if I'm remembering correctly, in Milwaukee County, except for the city of Milwaukee. The ballot printing process is incredibly complicated because you usually have this disparate array of local elected offices that are also on the ballot that can be extremely specific and differ from ward to ward. So if you think about the hundreds of wards, the different voting precincts, and the different districts that for local and state elections people may reside in, it may be one district for a local election, they may be part of a different district for the state election and their neighbor across the street, yet another district. It is especially challenging. Of course, we're in new maps. And so all of that takes an incredible amount of care and precision and time. The printers of the ballots can't just zip out hundreds of thousands of new ballots overnight. Because again, all of this has to be carefully QC'd, accuracy of the utmost importance. So yeah, the clock is ticking here. Which is why I found the conservative minority on Wisconsin's Supreme Court, their comments when the Supreme Court, led by its liberal majority, granted this petition for the court to hear the case bypassing the Wisconsin Appeals Court, to be totally disingenuous, hogwash, and deeply troubling. Chief Justice Annette Ziegler joined Justice Rebecca Bradley in dissent. The two are both conservatives, meaning they dissented from the Supreme Court granting leave for the Supreme Court to hear the case, again, bypassing the appeals court. Here is what Justice Bradley wrote. Process matters. The members of the majority sometimes enforce a rule against premature petitions, but sometimes they don't, without disclosing any standards by which they will choose whether to apply it. Such arbitrariness by courts is antithetical to the original understanding of the judicial role. The majority's arbitrariness in following its professed procedure in one case while disregarding it in another sends a message to litigants that judicial process will be invoked or ignored based on the majority's desired outcome in a politically charged case. There's an election coming up. So yeah, there's some time sensitivity here. It takes days for many municipal clerks to process and print ballots to get them ready for mailing. So yes, there's time urgency here. That is such hogwash from Justice Bradley. She knows damn well that there is time exigency here. That is why the Supreme Court would obviously take it up, which is mentioned repeatedly in the decision by the majority to take the case up. That is just ridiculous. Ridiculous. The sort of hypocrisy here by the conservative justices also is worthy of note. These two justices, Justices Bradley and Ziegler, repeatedly when the conservatives had the majority on the court, granted expedited leave willy-nilly. When they had the majority of the court, they didn't set forth any standards by which early petitions or this taking of cases before an appeals court has ruled. They could have done so then. They could be suggesting rules now. And certainly one obvious rule would be if it is related to the most sacred of processes in our country, that is the democratic process. If there are exigent election deadlines coming up, the court will take those cases and make every effort to rule on them as quickly as possible, so that candidates and the electorate will know the rules before we play the game, if you will. And the problem here, of course, is that the game isn't just on November 5th. It's not just on Election Day. We don't just have an Election Day anymore. We have an election number of weeks because we have early absentee voting in the state of Wisconsin. So to these women, I say shame on you. And these two justices have written some of the most politically inflammatory opinions I have ever read in the history of the Supreme Court, which makes all of this all the more disgusting. Folks, I'm Maggie Gaughan. It is going to be the 3 o'clock hour after we take care of some of our business, which means it's Maggie and the Millionaires talking money. Really excited to be joined by pollster Celinda Lake, because you matter. Your vote matters, and it's time we tell billionaires and millionaires like Eric Hovde and Ron Johnson and Donald Trump exactly what they think, what we think about their rigged tax system for their rich buddies. I say no more. We'll have that discussion when we come back after the top of the hour. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. News, weather, and sports are next.